Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday, the 3rd of January, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Bosch announced its developed production-ready LiDAR sensors, which is the final step for the company's self-driving plans. LiDAR laser-based systems create a high-res, real-time 3D map of the vehicle's surrounding area, which helps the car react to changes. Bosch is making these sensors at scale in an effort to keep costs down and encourage widespread adoption of autonomous driving systems. While Bosch is not the only company making these sensors, it's a major supplier. However, it's not clear when they will be available or how much they will cost. Wearable tech is the number one trend for 2020, according to a survey by the American College of Sports Medicine. Wearables are expected to become even more popular as they help individuals track their personal health and fitness stats. In addition to wearables, many fitness enthusiasts are ditching gym memberships for connected at-home technology, such as the mirror, the Peloton bike, or even virtual fitness coaches. Games tech company Razer applies for a full banking license in Singapore. If successful, the firm will be able to offer a full suite of consumer financial services. The Monetary Authority of Singapore is offering 5 permits to non-traditional banks as it looks to open up competition in the space. 2 licenses are for consumer-facing services, and the other 3 are for commercial operations. It follows a bid from Grab and partner Singtel. Google develops AI tools that could be better at identifying breast cancer than human doctors, reports the New York Times. Researchers have shown evidence of Google's pattern recognition tools being more reliable in spotting tumors in mammograms. More research is required, and the tech is yet to be rolled out for actual diagnosis purposes. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.